All right. Nice to meet you.
Oh, great. Hi.
Jennifer.
Oh, what's your first name? Josh. Okay, Josh. Call this meeting to order. Welcome to the Oceano Community Services District meeting, July 27th at 6:30 p.m. Celia, can I ask you for a roll call vote tonight?
Director Angelo. Director Blackburn.
Here.
Director Guerrero.
Here.
Vice President White.
Here.
President Ducey.
Here. Thank you very much. Okay. Karen, can I ask you to lead us in a flag salute?
Attention, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Did anybody have a chance to go through the agenda? Do you have any changes, modifications?
I don't have any changes.
I don't have any changes. I did go through it.
Madam President,
yes.
We did hand out, and copies are available for the public, a couple of items of addition for our accounts payable disbursements, which is item 7D. And so in consideration of the consent agenda at the appropriate time, the recommendation would be, or an appropriate motion would be, staff recommendations as modified. And then when we get to item 8B, which is a resolution regarding reoccurring payments, I'll sort of express a little bit more detail on some of the timing challenges which necessitates bringing these or producing these things just prior to the board meeting. But in any case, account AP additions is a modified recommendation. And then for special presentations and reports, I'm recommending a slight change in sequence. Commander Donovan with the Sheriff's Department is here tonight.
Okay.
And he has a relatively brief statement. And so I'd recommend having Commander Donovan go first and then follow it up with the Sanitation District's Administrator, Mr. Huebner.
Okay.
Sounds great.
And then we'll go back to staff reports after that, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I make a motion we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Passes. 4-0. Okay, at this time we're going to ask for public comment for any items that are not on the agenda. This would be the time to speak on public comment. Does anybody have anything that's not on the agenda tonight? Okay, hearing none, I'll close public comment at this time. And we'll go to Mr. Donovan. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You look summery.
It is summery.
Yeah.
Bright and cheery day. I looked it up on the calendar. It's kind of awkward. Normally when I speak, I kind of try to stand somewhere for everybody to see, so sorry, my back's towards you. Really, it's not so much an announcement to make. Director Blackburn, Vice President White have heard pretty much what I had to say just days ago, but I realized it had been a while since been to the OCSD meeting itself, since information tends to get relayed in the other venue and kind of crosses back and forth. I thought I would just come and kind of give a recap over some of the statistics I talked about, but I'll make it briefer than Monday, and let everyone know about the upcoming implementation of our Community Action Team program in dealing with the homeless issues that we're facing. So for those that don't know who I am, I'm Jay Donovan. I'm the Sheriff's Commander in Oceano and South County. I've been down here for the last 3 years. This was my third time assigned to the South Station. The first time was back in 1989. Last month, we responded to approximately 575 calls for service in Oceano, resulting in 48 arrests, two reported sexual assault cases, and those all right up front, I'll say both of those resulted in arrest and are in the hands of the district attorney's office now. We had four reported burglaries and one petty theft. Those burglaries involved theft of a solar charger, a one residential burglary on over in the beach area of a vacation home that's under investigation. We had four reported vandalisms, and with the vandalisms, those oftentimes attract attention and discuss. Those vandalisms were not graffiti-based or stranger victim crime kind of incidents. They were appear to be vehicles that had the tires slashed. When somebody showed up at their house and challenged them and said, come outside, we need to talk about something. So, no, I'm not coming out, so slash the tires. And the reason I tell you that is the suspects were known to the victims, so it wasn't stranger-related. And I keep stressing that because that's one thing this community has been blessed with is the number of stranger-related crimes. Not that it diminishes the importance of the crimes and the investigations, but we can get some comfort in knowing that they're, by and large, investigatable crimes. So that's something I like to share. With the we continue to have an ongoing issue with people attempting internet scams and frauds. Mm-hmm. Every month we have four, five, six of them. We had four reported in Oceano last month. Unfortunately, those have a very low solvability rate due to the technology that's used and the approaches that the people take when they're running the scams. One I will mention is one attack that they use is anytime you're contacted by anyone, and I mean anyone, it's other from the government, and they're asking you to pay, say, your IRS. We're the IRS, and we need to collect. You need to go down and get us green dot cards. Or you didn't appear for jury duty. You need to come and give me your credit card because you owe us $1,500. We don't do that. The government doesn't do that. The FBI certainly doesn't do that. The IRS doesn't do that. Everyone deals by mail. We never ask for money over the telephone. So I'd stress and request that everyone tell their neighbors, especially their elderly neighbors, that they can call their grandchild's in jail. This is Lieutenant Smith from Lassen County. Please send $1,500 for bail. Don't do it. Contact us. Don't trust the number you receive. A lot of people receive these scams, and the number comes up on your phone. And I know this because I just recently had one myself where I received the phone call, and you Google the number like we do, and it comes back matching the L.A. field office for the FBI. Well, of course, I just grinned. I followed up. It wasn't them. You can clone numbers on your cell phone. So they're making up numbers now. So they can take the real number out of the phone book or the directory and apply that. So I always toss out a crime prevention tip. We'll move on. The community action team. This year, this previous budget year in this process, Sheriff Parkinson went to the Board of Supervisors and with the assistance of the County Administrative Officer, received funding for two additional deputy sheriff positions. And the focus and duties of those two deputy sheriff positions are going to be the community action program, which is going to put us specifically, this team specifically dealing with the homeless programs and the services and resources that are available into the communities so that the deputies on patrol are able to focus more on the patrol, and these deputies will be able to deal specifically with the problem. And we all know we have a problem. We're sensitive to the issue, but it to deal effectively with the number of these individuals and the repeat incidents and issues that we have, it was determined that we really need to have people that are dedicated to that. And it's an expensive proposition. I mean, that's a significant amount of money that's being committed in resources and manpower towards that. We hope to have that implemented and started within the next month or two. The funding just came through, so hopefully that will help us. I would request that in the community here, if there is an issue, you do have a problem, or you have questions, by all means call us. We're currently in the process of conducting evictions and eradicating six different encampments currently this week in the Oceano area. That's on top of the ones that we've done over the last couple, 3 weeks. Those are complaint-driven calls for service. Hopefully we'll move them on. We're dealing with the homeless county social services programs, trying to get the people placed get services, get counseling to the locations to see if we can maybe move, if we can move one or two of the ones that we see every day into a program or into housing, I think it's a win for all of us, certainly for the community. Sorry if that was a little quick, and I appreciate your time tonight. May I ask if there's any questions?
Does anybody have any questions?
I'm actually really looking forward to the CAT team starting, and they do a little bit more. They work a lot with the mentally ill as well, and tracking those who need services and trying to connect it. And it's a nice arm. It's a nice connection between with the authority of law enforcement to connect with the social services. And I've seen it be very effective. And San Luis has been leading the way on that.
That's really where the program that we're modeling after. Right.
Well, you took Jim Fellow, so that's a big step. So.
That's a rumor that I've heard.
Yeah, I'll confirm it.
we're hopeful. I know that this week I went to a meeting involving social services, the homeless advocacy programs, the city councils of the 5-city area, the police chiefs, and they're talking about the MASH program to support the homeless in the area and try to get them connected with services. And we're hoping in August, if we can get the proper use permits, that that'll take place in Grover Beach at the Highlands Church. Mm-hmm. And if that takes place, hopefully that will be a great way to start the program down here in South County with an actual structured event, and that we can start the networking at that point. So I'm optimistic and hopeful.
Great.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
I do not. Thank you.
I just wanted to know, is the 22nd Street Bridge on your list for this week's activities?
They were served on Monday.
Okay. Because they are coming into the neighborhood, and
right.
And several people are concerned in that area. So
they've already been noticed.
Mm-hmm.
We take one extra step typically when we do it. We do a courtesy visit first, and then they're given homeless outreach services packets. And then we come back a couple of days later and then give them the notice that they need to vacate the property. And then based on, typically here, it's not as time sensitive. We don't give them 24. We try to go 48 or 72 hours, depending on where the location is and the community impact that it presents, so that we can give them time to try to interact with social services. You know, it's not always successful, but at least the opportunity is there. So hopefully we should have them moved by the first of next week.
And I just had one more quick question. There, a couple of the businesses seem to attract, and I know that you've been very successful in taking care of businesses that really, really attract, like the place on the highway down here, the Internet Cafe or whatever it was.
Formerly known as the Internet Cafe.
So,
formerly known as, yes.
Formerly known, right. So does the Community Action Program actually kind of address some of the businesses that are more, I guess, sympathetic, or they collect there when the owners aren't there or something?
I as I understand it, and Mr. Guerrero may actually know more about it than I do, but it's interaction at the level with the individual at the street level. Mm-hmm. And then as it impacts the community, it's a kind of a multi-pronged approach. It's to involve the businesses, and there are some churches and other groups here that are really trying to be an advocate and help the homeless population. Unfortunately, it does also have an impact on the communities in which those facilities are located. And it's to find balance. So that is something that's going to be addressed and talked about. I mean, basic support services need to be found. We need to find places for people to take showers. We need to find ways for them to get transportation to medical services when needed. But balancing the community needs. We don't want... Obviously, you don't want to go to take trash cans out and find somebody sleeping in the alley behind your house. By the same token, we don't want to take people, you know, to jail that haven't committed a crime. It's a
right.
Victim circumstance. So it's a balance, but we're definitely aware of what you're talking about, and that's part of the plan.
Right. Well, thank you very much for bringing that into the community.
I think it's great. I'm in full support of it. Thank you, Commander.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thank
it.
You
and
very
thank
much.
You, Mr. Rogan, for letting me come tonight and speak. And I hope to, my plan is, if it's okay, to try to make sure we're here once a month.
Great.
To just stay in touch. And some of you, unfortunately, get to hear me twice, but
three times.
Communication's
even.
Important. Well, I appreciate it. All right, folks.
Thank you. Good night. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce Mr. Huebner at this time.
Gerhardt.
How are you, sir?
I'm very, very fine, Madam President, directors, members of the audience. Gerhard Huebner, I'm the district administrator for the South Slo County Sanitation District. Go ahead and say it a little slow because it's a lot. My honor to be invited and present to you today. I have a very short presentation, and then, of course, if you have any questions. So let me just jump in. So I want to introduce one of the new faces at the district and perhaps a new direction for the sanitation district. Just a matter of introduction. This is basically myself coming back to the community. I worked at the Central Coast Regional Board for 10 years and lived in Arroyo Grande. And I did a variety of projects, several that I'm very proud of, including the cleanup at Avila Beach. So that's a little bit of introduction for me. 10 years at Ventura County doing lots of public works projects, water resources, water quality, stormwater, you name it, flood control. So a variety of experience. When I point out that we have a number of new staff, of the 10 staff we have, seven of the 10 full-time or have 3 years or less. So we've had some turnover, some new blood. It's been invigorating in terms of that experience and freshness that they bring. We've had some board turnover and new perspectives, so that's been great as well. Next slide. So perhaps don't need to introduce you where the Sand District is, but maybe for the audience members that view this, you can see you have the Oceana Airport, of course, our facility is right there. You have Arroyo Grande Creek, Pacific Ocean, and, of course, the surrounding Oceano community. And so we're kind of tucked away, and sometimes folks don't know exactly where we're at. Next slide. So other perspective from the Pacific Ocean side, and I want to introduce this because we do have an outfall. And remind folks that that is a regional asset. We do have brine disposal. We have trucks that come through. And of course, folks in Oceana know that. But for future recycling opportunities, what the district might want to explore, having an outfall is key. A lot of communities really wish they had those. And to permit a new one and construct a new one is a very onerous and complex endeavor. Next slide. This is just an aerial. It's a little washed out, but it essentially gives you a little perspective. Some of our treatment facilities, including our primary and secondary treatment processes, our controlled building, and then the entrance on Aloha to our facility. Next slide. So we have some pretty significant projects underway. If you were to come out this week, it would look like a war zone. We have our grit removal project that's under construction. We had to do a little bit of connection across one of our roads to connect to one of our pipes, but the board did approve that, and construction is underway, and we hope to have it completed before the end of the calendar year. We also are working on our Cherry Avenue Sewer Bridge project. That's essentially a pipe that goes across the Arroyo Grande Creek. We have a mitigated deck that that's out now for public comment, so people should take a look at it if they're interested. And then we'll be looking at some point in the near future to bring that to our board for certification and then perhaps moving forward with that project. We have a mechanical bar screen. The design is finished. We do have that out for bid. And if you're anyone interested in bidding on that, take a look. I think it's August 3rd or first week in August is when those bids are due. Subsequently, hope to take that as well to the board and get the project initiated as well. And that will be important for just basic wastewater operation. It's typically found at most wastewater facilities. We also were fortunate to receive a grant. It's called Satellite Water Recovery Facility Grant. But it's morphed a little bit now to look at recycling opportunities, whether they can be completed at the Sand District on-site or with regional partners off-site. So it does look like it'll be a regional project. It's just a question of whether it's more feasible or cost-effective, perhaps, to do on-site or off-site. So we expect that effort to conclude late fall of this year. Next slide, please. So we're implementing a number of reforms that were identified in the 2016 Knutson Report, including fiscal and contract management. So as I do a bit of assessment and look and see how some improvements can be made, we're implementing those as we speak. We're also looking at some of the human resource needs that perhaps hadn't been completed, updating our personnel policy manual, and the use of any informational technology in our processes. We're also exploring that. We inherited quite a few records that are at the facilities. They need to be cataloged and, if possible, digitized and made available through our website, which gets to our other initiative. Our website is wholly in need of upgrading, and so we're undertaking that process as well. Public outreach, well, that's part of what I'm here doing tonight. Hope to do more of that, perhaps use our website to tell folks more about the sanitation district. And then we hope to undertake a strategic planning effort. We don't have a strategic plan, so that is something else that the board is interested in completing. Next slide. You may have heard about this redundancy project. Not the best name, but we're working on that. Why do we need a redundancy project? Well, at most wastewater facilities, you have backup processes. So if we were to look at that previous slide, we have redundancy processes in our primary, but our secondary treatment, our biological treatment, we don't. And as you know, wastewater is a 24/7 operation. It goes irregardless. So if you can imagine having a car or any type of asset that you can't do maintenance, well, you've been on borrowed time. So this is a very important project for the board as well as staff. And so in regards to that, the board has improved some rate increases this past year to support that project. They have approved a design contract with Kennedy Jenks to do the design, and as well as some other things. We've initiated Coastal Commission permitting, and we're working through that process as well. And if all things line up, we hope to start construction sometime in 2018. Next slide. So we operate under a permit from the state of California, an NPDES permit. That was last renewed in 2009. We did submit an application timely for that renewal to the regional board. We are an administrative extension. That's nothing to worry about. It happens all the time. They get backlogged. They don't always do it timely. They're supposed to do it in a five-year cycle. The staff is aware of it. In fact, we had our annual inspection last week in June. So we're having that dialogue with them. They indicated that sometime in 2017 is when they would likely get it and go through their public process for renewal. And the last thing I just want to point out before I conclude is, as you know, there was a spill and ACL in, well, the spill was in 2010, litigation roughly in 2012. So there is a potential that there may be a settlement, an opportunity for some supplemental environmental projects that would support the local community. And so stay tuned. And with that, I invite you to come out to the community, out to our sand district, and visit us. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Go ahead, Matt.
I don't have any questions. I'm just thankful that you're here, and we got your experience and leadership, and I really appreciate your outreach to the community and the communications that you and I have had. I appreciate as well. So thank you, Gerhard.
Anytime.
Simple question. What creek is Cherry Avenue crossing?
It crosses the Arroyo Grande Creek. It's just above the village. So there, if you would go up above the village, and there's, so wherever Cherry Avenue, essentially that street comes across the Arroyo Grande Creek. We have a sewer pipe and a bridge abutment, and so we're just looking to do some maintenance. We don't want it to control corrode, deteriorate completely. We'd want to do the periodic maintenance ahead of time.
Okay, I just didn't think Cherry crossed the creek. So
it likely doesn't. It's probably just a designation that was assigned to it because that's probably the local, the most local.
I think I know it isn't. I just was
just as an identifier.
Yeah, I just was a little confused. Just simply, excuse me.
Great, Jim. Well, I don't have any questions. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you coming out and talking to us about it. And you said that you had 7 out of 10 staff. Was that correct? Or
Yes, my understanding.
So are there three positions still open? Or?
Well, we have, no. In terms of folks that have been at the district longer than 3 years.
Okay,
so we have a couple old-timers still.
Yeah, great. Okay. I understand that now. So, okay, great.
Great. Thank you, and thanks much for support for both my director and alternate. I really appreciate all your support and what you do for our sanitation district.
Well, we really like that project over there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gerhardt.
Oh, at this time, we'll take public comment for anybody who wants to speak on the presentation. Ms. Tucker.
I knew we were going to do that. All right. I am Julie Tacker, and I do have some questions, and I think more for your board than for Mr. Huebner, and because I've heard members of your board say in the past, either at the sanitation district or here, you've raised concerns, and I share them, with the $20 million redundancy project taking place on site at this plant. If you could get to slide number 3. Okay. When you do, let me know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it on the desktop.
So that question, I think, is still looms in my mind. That kind of investment at that location is good money spent. I don't believe it is, and I would like to see you take a global approach to what goes on there. Mr. Huebner pointed out that you have an outfall out there, which does have benefit, but at the same time, again, I've heard this board speak very clearly that it would rather recycle the water than use that outfall to the extent that it is. So that goes back to the question about investing more on that site. When I can see the picture, I'll show you what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure if I did lose it or not.
I'm hopeful.
Don't worry, the clock stopped.
Thank you, Mary.
So you stopped at good money and in a questionable site.
I continue to beat that drum.
Okay.
When we get the picture, I have a question, and this may be for Mr. Huebner, but I don't know if he was there when this happened. I'll wait if you'll wait.
Oh, that's fine.
Appreciate it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Number 3 or 4.
of the put a stand.
There. All of the
proposing to
California.
Due to
report. Fighters. Under control. Next Friday.
Yeah, at the beginning. To the ability to help. the county. That's still some. The situation. Service. Hi. These. Resident. Matt.
Thank you. Guard.
Our truck on.
And so. Where free service. So M. Were original. The information.
which... project. Mode. Mud. Water out. Here, what?
backside. And they're not.
Okay.
Shut. Then we won't. Has been doing. Sure. We should. Well,
I know that
as my
last board. Advantage. Was a good.
wanting to all discuss. There has
that the
but ability. at it until.
Considering
to go to
person who submit one. Yes. that have been. So that practice. Utility. Review it. On your board. So or the payment. In order.
wonder what the I think identify. To
would come. My she's per-
Okay.
President.
The 4 months. Action on following. Just and it is.